This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010.
We are back on Tampa Bay Today. We're going to start with a phone call. We have Rose on the line. Good morning, Rose. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. I just wanted to say that I totally agree that the elected officials are really more than the general population pushing, you know, the discord and the hate speech. And I just wanted to say, to see if y'all can shed some light. I think I heard over the weekend that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had a few choice words for Hillary Clinton. Do y'all know anything about that and what that was?
Well, I, you know, just to speak to that, over the weekend, some of what I was hearing that was going on with Hillary Clinton involved Tulsi Gabbard. Now, it may be that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also had some choice words because she emceed that big rally for Bernie Sanders in Queens, where she essentially endorsed Bernie Sanders. But I didn't watch the entirety of that rally, so I don't know if she said anything about Hillary Clinton. But what I did hear was Tulsi Gabbard and Hillary Clinton kind of going at it, both over Twitter and right. Kind of through the mainstream news.
I only saw part of that myself between Hillary and Tulsi Gabbard, but Tulsi came out and said, now I know where all the issues I've been having and the attacks my campaign has had. Now I know who's behind the person who's been coming after me. It's Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Hillary, why don't you just come out and join the race or back off?
Right. Well, I think Hillary Clinton, I guess, said that Tulsi Gabbard was a Russian asset because, you know, everybody's a Russian asset that you don't agree with in politics.
Yeah, right now, that's an easy thing to throw at somebody and
it
then,
is.
You know, get some mud on them.
It is.
Even with nothing to back it up.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you listen to the Democrat debate, and we touched on this in my show. I mean, Joe Biden admits to having extensive time alone with Vladimir Putin. So if anybody's a Russian asset and under the sway of that KGB spy master, Vladimir Putin, I mean, it possibly would be Joe Biden who would be the asset. But nevertheless, Hillary Clinton, because she doesn't agree with her political positions, throws that slur at Tulsi Gabbard,
right,
who's has served honorably in our nation's military. I mean, is an otherwise honorable person. Now, I don't agree with Tulsi on most issues.
There's a lot of issues I don't.
A lot of issues.
She comes across as at least somewhat approachable,
right?
In that list of what 20 candidates that are still going
right,
after the presidential
right.
nomination. Now, to address Rose's thing a little bit more about AOC and Hillary Clinton, it looks like they're actually kind of on the same page on one issue. Now, there's reports that Jared Kushner had been using WhatsApp to communicate with foreign officials.
Ah,
right. So I haven't looked into the whole story. They're just alleged at this point. But AOC tweeted out like last week, Thursday, but his WhatsApp, which is a reference to but her emails with Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Well, Hillary responded to AOC with, tell me about it. So at least they're trying to do what in social media parlance would be called a clapback.
Oh, a clapback.
Yeah, which basically is just a, you know, a returned insult. You know,
right.
You're just, you know, trading barbs back and forth. That's what a clapback is.
Yeah.
So apparently they're at least in agreement on, you know, attacking Jared Kushner because of his ties to Trump.
Hmm.
So I don't know how much they're getting together or hating on each other at this point. Right now it seems to be all surface, Rose.
Hmm.
Anything else we can do for you?
No, but you know what? If they want to shut down Trump's Twitter accounts, I think we should probably shut theirs down too.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Let's shut everybody's down.
Yeah, go back to doing official press releases and being in front of people. I'm fine with that. Let's get rid of that part of the internet.
Yeah, there you
sounds
go.
Like a plan.
All right. Thank you, Rose. You have a great day. Thanks for calling. Bye. All right. So what else did you have on your plate? Because if not, I want to move a little bit just to kind of feel around how you feel about Florida and felon voting rights, because it made news over the weekend.
Yeah, again. Yeah. I mean, we could talk about that.
But what do you have before we get into that? Because I'm going to do a whole thing on that after you leave anyway.
You know, the only thing that I had that we didn't get to is this whole Mitt Romney and his...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
His crypto Twitter account, you know, which a lot of people, it's just now hitting the news by and large, the name of the account that he set up. But he set up a fake Twitter account so that he could follow people and they wouldn't necessarily know it was Mitt Romney.
Right.
And the name of it is Pierre Delecto.
I wonder, by the way, I wonder how he came up with that. It is certainly very not Mitt Romney, you know. I wouldn't think he would come up with something like that. So that's part of it.
Well,
having an alias, people don't connect.
He's somewhat clever because he previously had used as an alias Tim Yenmore, okay, which is Mitt Romney backwards.
Right. Well, yeah, but that somebody would have figured that out in a heartbeat.
Well, probably so. But anyway, that was one of his previous. Not that wasn't the one that he used on Twitter. But he's now been outed on Twitter, and they've gone through and they've looked at what did this account like, and who does it sort of
follow,
and who does it follow, and all of these things, and it's all anti-Trump stuff. I mean, it's all pro-impeachment, anti-Trump, and I don't know if you saw, but Chris Wallace over the weekend said that. You know, he talked to somebody who should have knowledge among the Republican Senate, and
name it or it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I got an idea who that might be. You know, maybe it's old Pierre Delecto, right? Because he said there's a 20% chance that the Senate moves forward to actually convict the president if, you know, the House impeaches, which is what we think is going to happen.
The House will impeach, the Senate won't. It'll be just like Clinton, but he won't lose the law license because he doesn't have one. And then he'll run for president again, and that'll be a unique situation. It'll be the first time a president has faced impeachment and then ran again.
Yeah, yeah.
That hasn't happened. We've had a number of close calls. We had Clinton, who was impeached, but it was in his second term, but not successfully because it didn't pass the Senate. Mm-hmm. Same thing that Trump's going to face. Then we had Nixon, who was clearly going to face it, and he said, that's it, I'm out, I quit, before that happened. Yeah. And then he kind of like just disappeared. He retired and didn't hear much from him again. San Clemente, I think he moved to?
Well, and he was doing some elder statesman type work, you know, working with the Chinese.
Well,
and
you get to the point where at that point in your life, you're like, okay, well, I got to fix my tarnished reputation, so now I have to do everything above board and do what I can. wasn't Nobel the guy that created dynamite?
Which
had been used to kill so many people.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, you need to do something to change that. What do we remember Nobel for now?
The Peace Prize.
The Peace Prize. From the guy who was basically re-engineered war.
Paid for with dynamite money.
Paid for with dynamite and blood money. Yeah, now granted, it was had all these applications for construction and clearing. Yeah, but it also killed a lot of people.
Sure.
On purpose. So, you know, there was, and he was making money hand over fist, but he set up that account. He set up that trust. And that is his legacy now. You can change your stars.
Yeah, yeah. But I tell you, somebody who didn't change their stars at the end of their career is Mitt Romney.
Mm-mm.
I'll tell you what, he's still a loser.
I don't think he's going to change. My issues with him are a little more personal.
Yeah.
Because of the way his companies have hurt people.
Sure.
You know, it's a big investment firm. They come in, they buy a company, and they want to make it profitable. So what is the first thing they do? They fire people.
Mm-hmm.
They fire people. They strip companies. They make people do 2 and 3 jobs for less money,
mm-hmm.
and it's the quality of life goes down. Meanwhile, people are scrambling. They're out of work. I know people that have had, because of those purchases, have unqualified people put above them, and then they micromanage until they drive other people to even quit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that happen from a personal aspect, and I just don't like them. And I was in the middle of it. Because Bain Capital, which he runs, bought at the time Clear Channel, and I was wrapped up in all of that, and you know there were certain times of the year where you would just get nervous because you knew layoffs were coming, so they could make statements look better, and you would be fired for no legitimate reason other than they needed to turn a profit. So I have personal issues with Mitt Romney and the way he runs businesses,
and you got to see it firsthand.
Uh huh.
So.
I saw a lot of people that I loved working with go.
Right.
So, all right. So one quick thing before we go, Florida is still dealing with this issue over felon voting rights. Right. And over the weekend, I'm going to dig into this later in the show, the judge halted the law that would stop felons from voting, the law being that we passed the constitutional amendment saying they could after they completed their sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Now the argument is over what defines a sentence. Democrats, who think they'll get most of the votes from felons,
right,
wanted it to be just prison and probation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making this bare bones, not perfectly accurate. And conservatives and Republicans are going, no, you also need to pay your court costs, fees, fines, and restitution.
Yeah, hello.
I don't think there's a whole lot of argument over restitution.
Yeah.
Most of it is over court costs, fees, and fines.
Right.
My understanding is court costs and fees are generally around $1,000 or less.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think the biggest part is fines.
Yeah. And it's usually not that much money in court costs and fees and fines. I mean, well, not that
costs,
much money in the grand scheme of things.
Grand scheme of things. And, and by the way, $1,000 or even $10,000, I don't think that's a huge financial burden on somebody coming out of prison. If having the right to vote is that important to you,
there you go.
Use Dave Ramsey's snowball plan and pay it off. Make
right.
it your debt, part of your debt snowball. You shouldn't have much coming out of prison. So go ahead and pay off that. If it's... For example, now Michael Draca will never be able to vote because he was convicted of manslaughter. However, his court costs and fees were under $600.
Yep, yep.
His restitution, which he didn't challenge, was around $5,000.
Yeah.
So let's throw restitution out of the argument. Court costs and fees, less than $1,000.
Yep.
If it had been, and that's for killing somebody.
Right, right.
So if you're caught with drugs or the problem is with trafficking, the fine in Florida, $50,000.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If the amount that you were moving around was enough, they were able to get you for trafficking instead of just possession.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of cost to run the system.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of, somebody's got to pay the judges. That's us, folks. We pay the judges.
Right.
We pay the deputies. And hey, by the way, when you go to prison, we pay for that as well. It's
right.
tens of thousands of dollars to right. keep somebody in prison a year.
Draca had a $7 DNA testing fee,
uh-huh.
which certainly costs more than $7 to execute.
Right.
There's like a $3 teen court fee. There's a $6 fee. For a lot of them are like nickel and diming fees. But because of the volume that the courts deal with, it does add up and help.
Yeah. yeah.
So, you know, I personally, because these are all handed down at the time of sentencing,
mm-hmm.
and they're required to fulfill them, then I think it should be part of your sentence. I don't understand, and no Democrat has come up with anything other than, well, they're felons; they can't afford to pay it off.
Well, it's not fair. See?
Yeah, right. We made them. They made them. We shouldn't be judged for past mistakes. Well, tell you what, paying that off is earning your trust back in the system.
Well,
and it wasn't a mistake. You made a conscious choice to hurt somebody.
Exactly.
If there's a crime involved, it's because you hurt a person or an animal.
Yeah, yeah. Or took their property.
Right, which is hurting them in some way.
Exactly. And you want to repay your debt to society.
Right, earn it back.
We're not even asking you to pay all of it. You know what I mean? We're not even asking you to pay for the time that we've, the money we've spent to keep you in prison.
Right,
we're not asking you to pay that back.
No.
These are just very minimal fines and court costs that help finance the system a little bit.
It was hard to find examples of how much court costs and fines are and fees.
They're not a ton. Right.
They're not. The court costs and fees aren't very heavy.
Right.
I think most of the argument is going to go with restitution and fines, although restitution you can argue would be part of the sentence.
And even restitution, easily. I have to tell you, criminal restitution is never all that much money. I mean, you think about a civil case mm-hmm. to go and sue somebody civilly for something they've done criminally, like if Draca was sued, I mean, that judgment would probably be millions of dollars for killing him.
Right.
You know, that would be that. But meanwhile, his restitution criminally is significantly
less. What if he had to pay back the attorneys for his public defender
uh-huh.
and for the prosecution if they were charging hourly, even for the course of a year and change it took to get this to court and resolved?
Right.
It's still hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're well into six figures on that one case alone. What if you had to pay for the attorney's time?
That's exactly
That's not
right.
even part of it. This is Tampa Bay Today on Money Talk 1010 AM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.